hard disconnect of kind of, you know, between code enforcement and the charter. I kind of looked to try to find a template on when exactly was, from start to finish, you know, a repair of the sidewalk was done. And I really couldn't find one. There's no example of when, you know, it was done to, you know, enforcement in terms of the city has done the repairs and it was built. I couldn't find an example. So next month, my thought is to have a conversation and meeting, you know, with code enforcement and Commissioner Public Works, and kind of see where there could be a partnership between the two for now, for a short term now. One of the barriers in terms of code enforcement was, you know, I kind of looked at a couple of properties, one in the fifth ward that is going through a process. So one of the issues with code enforcement is the contacting your landlord and getting movement to make things happen. The landlord's not receiving or not answering the letter. So there's a barrier there in terms of moving things forward and with the charter side of it, you know, comes with, you know, notification, 30-day notification in the public and the letter, and giving the okay to do the repairs and it being charged basically for the past. So we need to figure out a meeting of a partnership between those two departments and figure out how we can move forward in the short term. In terms of the law, the drafted law, I think that is, there's some really good possibilities there. But that's got to be the long term, because that's not going to be short term. That's not going to be a solution today, 6 months or even a year, because there's a lot of work there. And I think there's still some other templates of misconduct that kind of did what we're trying to do. And I think there's some, you know, research to do it right if we're going to do this direction. So what I'm going to do is kind of ask Crystal, you know, to kind of get her thoughts on some of these things. So in an informed side. And then we'll have a discussion. You there, Crystal?
I am. Sorry, it took me a minute to find the unmute button.
That's
okay. So I think that you pretty much covered it with the enforcement. Obviously, there is a provision in our charter that talks about enforcement really going through the Commissioner of Public Works. I know that, you know, Craig's also looked at these issues as well, so having the two of them work together, I think is a really good idea, and you talking to them about creating a partnership and how this can effectively be, the repairs can be noticed and sent out to the property owners is important. When it comes to the draft law, if you want to look at other municipalities, I know that Syracuse just did this last year. They created a special district sidewalks. I have not had a chance to take a look at it yet to see if it kind of mirrors that Ithaca law, which is essentially our, you know, close to ours, or whether they took a different approach. I think there's also something to be looked at with the mistakes that the city of Schenectady made, because the city of Schenectady did special districts, I want to say a special district back in 2019. And there was a whole bunch of problems with how it was actually implemented. And a huge increase of costs to residents that created a lot of problems for the city. And I think that maybe looking at the what went wrong there would be a really good start too, to make sure that we're covering that or trying to plan for that with any law that this, you know, that our council decides to move forward with. Was there anything specific that you wanted me to comment on, Dominic?
No, that's great. You did exactly what Colton. One quick thing just so his just clarification on who owns the sidewalks. And we know city properties and property city owns, but when it comes down to, our code and our charter, who owns sidewalks?
So that's, it's, I can go into the treaties on property ownership, I'm not going to. So what I'm going to give you is a very simple answer that you've got to start with the assumption that the municipality owns the sidewalks, okay? And then what happens from there is that you have specific laws and regulations that get put in place, just like the city of Hudson did, that transfers ownership and maintenance of those sidewalks to the adjoining property owners. But the general first premise for sidewalks in general under, New York State law would be looking at it, it's the responsibility of the municipality until those local laws are put into place that puts them onto the adjoining property owners.
Gotcha, which then, of course, falls into our code and our charter, which basically says property owner does the maintenance, repairs, and we have a right of way, to utilize the title.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Thank you. That being said, so how my approach is going to be is I want each of these issues, starting in April, is to accomplish them and move on to the next. Doing the letter first, then move on to the next, doing the enforcement, so things to get, we can, have, some success in moving these issues forward. So is there any thoughts, concerns with this method?
This is Margaret. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So I don't think we can really comment until we can talk through exactly what educational or knowledge type information we're planning to send to the residents. If it's just informing them of the current status, which is my understanding, that I do not own the sidewalks adjoining my property, but I am responsible for maintaining them. That's my current understanding. I may be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure that I'm not, because when I bought my house, I had, the surveyor pointed out the lines of my property and it doesn't include the sidewalk. So one question I have is around the project that is moving forward from 2nd Street down to the river, both sides, north and south, which will include significant sidewalk repair and projects. So I really think before we go too far, we need to actually have an inventory and a scope of the issue. So if I'm living in the area west of 2nd Street, say I'm over on Columbia or I'm on the end of Union Street in that area, and my area is actually going to be subject to all kinds of sidewalk replacement through the new project. What are you going to communicate to me that if I don't, if my sidewalk is non-compliant and I get a notice, I have to repair it, which wouldn't make very much sense if in the next couple of years we are replacing the sidewalks in that area. So I think we really have to have an inventory of exactly what the situation is, what we're going to do about the area from 2nd to the river, both sides of Warren Street, goes all the way across the state and all the way up beyond Allen Street on the other side. So we need to have a plan for that. I did look at the Ithaca stuff, and it's an annual fee. It's not a one-time assessment, it's an annual fee. Ithaca is about, in terms of the area, it's about 3 times the size of Hudson, and the population, I think, when I looked at it, was about 30,000. And they broke it up into five districts and put in place legislation where the fees collected have to be spent in the district where they are collected. So in our case, again, it's complicated. Everything from Second to the River is already going to be addressed. If most of the issues are in certain parts of town and they have enough base, so like commercial properties pay in more in Ithaca than homes, they don't have as rich a base of funding, and we have districts where the worst sidewalks exist, will they in fact have enough money to do anything to fix them? And could that be a very divisive thing? So I really feel that we haven't done enough homework yet to formulate a plan and to look at the pros and cons of approaches to the problem. So that's...
And Margaret, I do agree. That's why I'm saying that could be the third phase. I think we need to, in terms of, next meeting, copy the letter that's going to be sent out, the informational letter, the educational letter, and because you have to send that out in May. And then meanwhile, we can have a meeting about the enforcement and then tackle, the third phase, which would be the law, issue. Real quick, I do want to, because we are unfortunately running close to this time frame. So, is there any concern issues if we have this meeting the last Monday at 5 o'clock of the month for an hour? Is there any conflicts with anyone?
5 o'clock is very difficult for me.
It's what?
It's very difficult for me to make a 5 o'clock meeting.
For me too, Dominic.
Okay, what about 5:30 to 6:30?
I need something after 6.
Well, if it's going to be a standalone, it would be at 6 o'clock, meeting 6 to 7.
If it was a standalone, I could probably do 5 to 6, but if you cannot, I could do 6 to 7.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I meant it is good for me on Monday. It is, yeah.
As long as it's a standalone, it's okay for me. But this 5:30 to 7:30, whatever, today is really problematic for me.
And again, we're getting information now because we're going to have a lot of things in front of us. Crystal, would there be an issue for the last Monday, 5 to 6, for the last Monday of the month?
I don't think so, but I need to just... No, I don't think so. I don't think that would be an issue.
In the meantime, Dominic?
Yeah?
You have some hands up. Should I tell you who?
Well, I just wanted to confirm with you right now, 5 o'clock on Monday, there's no conflict in the city calendar, right?
Correct.
Okay. Sure, you can help me out with the hands.
Okay. Next, Vicki had a question or a comment.
Yes. Thank you. So, I do agree that we have to separate. It's a complicated issue, as Margaret mentioned, and we have to divide it into a short-term plan and a long-term plan. Long-term, of course, is to be done the right way, which is what CAC was talking about, and everything to be uniformly. But it's more complicated because, of course, it's the money issue and how we're going to do that. But for short term, I do think that letter that we said, explaining the code, it's important. But I also want to give the choice to the people, the ones that they do want, they have minor repairs that they need to do, and they want to fix them. And what I've been communicating with a lot of residents is that they don't know where to find a contractor. So I feel in that letter, instead of having more letters going out, is it might be good if we have like a choice, we give them a few choices for people that have certain, that want to do some of their repairs. Maybe have an RFP for different contractors. But I think that's important to include. That way we can make it easier for them,
I would have to, I don't know if legally we could go and have one over the other, in terms of recommendation, but I don't know how that works, with the city. if you don't prefer or recommend us as a contractor.
What do you think? Maybe Christine.
Yeah, so I didn't want to interrupt. I'd be cautious about that. You've got to be careful when you're putting out there a specific contractor that you're recommending that people use, particularly in case it doesn't work out the way that they were hoping to. So I would be very cautious about that. Perhaps there's an association we can recommend that people call.
Yeah.
I do that all the time when we get calls in about lawyers or certain items. There's agencies out there that can give them names of people, so maybe that's a way to handle it, going through an association. But be careful about naming specific contractors.
So if we do repairs, though, DPW is planning to be doing these repairs, or we should have an RFP having one construction company that will take over repairs, and then future, like let's say we do gather money,
yes,
they want to take one with them
for the long term plan. It does involve putting out an RFP for a single contractor. That's how you get the scale involved and everything else. Before Hillary is up next, but I just wanted to address Margaret's point. Yes, Ithaca is much larger, which is why when we've looked at this in the past, we would not come up with districts. The city would be one district.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure if that's it. Hillary.
No, I was just raising that point because people talk about Ithaca.
Yeah.
And you have to look at the fact that it's
sure.
Not Hudson.
Got it. Hillary.
I just wanted to add to Margaret's point. I believe in the last arterial meeting I was in about the sidewalks in the DRI section of the project, they were not going to do a complete fixing of all of the sites. They were going to do repairs mid-block if necessary, and they were going to do completely new corners. So it's also going to be spotty and patchworky, if I understood correctly. So maybe somebody wants to contact Arterio and get an update about what the plan is for that section that they're working on. Just a thought.
Yeah, thank you, Hillary. And I think as we approach the law section, I think that's going to be very important information, to see how that's going to shake out, how it's going to affect the area. Okay. Unfortunately, Tom, is anyone else with hands up?
No.
Okay. So is there any, because we're running through time, and
oh.
I think, are we all in understanding about next month, the last Monday, that if it doesn't work, shoot me an email and we can figure it out. But as of right now, let's try to schedule it for 5:00 the last Monday in April, for the next meeting. By that time, we'll, figure out the letter, and hopefully we can have, I'll call on some of the committee members to sit on an enforcement meeting with DPW and code. Does that work for everyone?
Dominic, can you send a note to Tracy too, please, for the calendar?
Absolutely.
And also, let me just interrupt you one more time. You do not have to get off this. The regular meeting is the same Zoom connection.
No.
Oh, it's not?
It's not.
Oh, yeah. I was misinformed.
Sorry.
But you do. Okay, sorry. Never mind. Forget what I said.
Okay, so we have about 4 more minutes. So is there anything else that anyone wants to try to fit in within 4 minutes? Okay. So if there's nothing else, I want to thank everyone. And I know this is going to be a very important issue, and hopefully we can, have some success in the short term and the long term. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
No motion.
Ryan, can I get a second?
I'll second.
Great. Great. So if there's nothing else, thanks everyone. I guess I'll see you in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good.